Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good anytime you're watching this. This is a quick and fast podcast about the Generation Z, and I'm your host, Eric Lawson.
Who are Gen Z? That's the question. You see, I don't think my explanation would do it any justice, because I'm just going to be biased. So I'm going to let my friends at BCM Partnership explain it to you. Take a listen.
Generation Z. The kids have an attention span of 8 seconds. Is it possible to communicate anything in 8 seconds? Let's give it a try.
So who are we? Well, we're the kids born after 1995, born into a post-9/11 world. When the war on terror started, we were starting school.
We're younger than Google, the first generation to have grown up with social media. We consume in 8-second bites. To us, 30 seconds is an eternity.
I don't think I would have been able to live without Google and the internet.
We live more through devices than we do actual interaction.
A nightmare, not if you know them.
Gen Y grew up in a time of plenty, but the uncertainty of the noughties changed all of that.
Gen Z is a new species. We're not called Tony or Shelley or Kevin. We're called Logan and Romeo and Malala.
Hold on. My name is Aaron. So that, you see, I disagree with that, but keep watching the video. Disregard this.
We don't consume on 2 screens, we use 5. No text, highly visual. To everyone else, the way we function seems like so random, but to us, it's as natural as breathing.
We don't have a lot of faith in experts. We're not interested in the wisdom of the grey hairs. We just want to get it off Google or from our peers.
Some say we're fickle, but we do have our good points. We're highly connected, and we're not just tech savvy, it's in our genes, or should we say, our code.
We're collaborative, and we're more mature and more resourceful than Gen Y. At 18, Beth Riekel shared her first book online, and she landed a 3-book deal with Random House.
If our idea of a career doesn't exist, we'll just create it in our bedrooms. 15-year-old Maya van Wagenven bucked the old order, landing a film deal with DreamWorks after self-publishing her school memoirs.
It's a DIY culture. We're pretty entrepreneurial. 18-year-old Nick DeLoisio is our poster boy. He created the news app Sumly at 15 and just sold it to Yahoo for $30 million.
We witnessed our parents struggle in a crumbling job market, so we plan to make our skills pay off as soon as possible. At the ripe old age of 17, Lord won 2 Grammys, and now she's been hired to score the next Hunger Games.
If you think we sound shallow, don't be fooled. We want to make a real difference to the world. Teen activists like Taliban shooting victim Malala Yousafzai are reaching out to millions.
So just when you thought you'd got your head around Gen Y, Gen Z comes along and changes everything. Every 8 seconds. Take any longer, they turn into Generation.
I want to say thank you to you guys for tuning in today. This is Aaron Lawson, your host. You can find me on any social media outlet at Aaron LWSN. If you want to contact me, my email will be in the description. If you have anything to talk about, any new topic, what you would like to hear, let me know in the comment section. If there's no comment section, just email me or send me a DM on any social media network. I'll happily respond to you. Thank you for tuning into this podcast.